arrived just in time, met some friends at the station, for to ride the narrow line. Took a seat in the diner, made small talk with them all, took a drink from the waiter, heard the last conductor call. Seen the long dress of a woman on his right. She was reading from the Bible. She was basking in the light. For a moment he thought he'd hear the words she couldn't keep inside. He looked in vain all around him, but there was no place to hide. But he'll miss this train running on from behind. He'll miss this train running out of time. He'll miss this train walking down the line. He'll miss this train. She said all my friends are millionaires, and her lips were small and thin, and she held him with these words as her eyes began to spin. My lover is an angel. Each day we give our praise to the glory of his goodness and the richness of our days. But you'll never know him unless you ride this train that seeks the pure and righteous for the glory of his name. And with this she clasped an amulet that hung above her breast, and she felt a tiny glory as the train continued west. But he'll miss this train running from behind. He'll miss this train running out of time. He'll miss this train walking down the line. He'll miss this train. He became distracted. To the window he turned his eyes, to the desert all around him and the blue that filled its skies. Cactus with its arms that rose to pull him away. There were stones that shined like jewels, flying birds of prey. But nothing ever called to him as the sun was burning bright, and all the desert creatures were hiding from the light. And the woman safely sleeping with her book, she'd made a nest, and he knew he'd have to leave there or his heart would never rest. But he'll miss this train running from behind. He'll miss this train running out of time. He'll miss this train walking down the line. He'll miss this train. He jumped out the window. The sun was burning red, and all he saw was desert and the bones of its dead. He reached out to touch them and to lift them from the sand. They looked like angels when he held them in his hand. All at once he tried to board again. Barbed wire cut his feet. All he saw was empty track and the rising of the heat. So he ran for 100 miles until he came to a mountain town, where he was told by a conductor that he'd best just turn around. But he'll miss this train running from behind. He'll miss this train running out of time. He'll miss this train. He'll be walking down the line. He'll miss this train